You know, economics is just the way that people make decisions. It's
right.
Based upon decision making, and we're all rational human beings, and we all make different decisions, but we weigh our marginal costs and we weigh our marginal benefits. And what economics, I describe it as common sense explained,
right.
Is economics. It explains people's behavior. So you don't have to be mad at people or disappointed in people on their decisions. All you have to do is look at the economic principles that you've learned and you understand why they've made those certain decisions.
It's so closely tied with human behavior.
Barbara, you know as well as I do, a semester of economics really doesn't do it justice, that we'd love to have a year-long course. First off, do you see any way that it will be a year-long course? And if not, how are you going to fit both micro and macroeconomics into one semester and do it justice?
Well, first off, I absolutely agree with you that it really should be a year-long course. You know, as kids get older and move off into society, out of the education system, whether they leave after high school or after college or even after graduate school, participating in the political system is in some way optional. You don't have to vote, but participating in the economy is not optional. Everyone has to participate in the economy. And in terms of priorities, I think that, you know, the economy is so largely driven by households and their consumption and businesses and their investment. And really, we don't have a choice about participating. So I think a year is definitely the way to go. But as with all questions to do with resources, resources are limited and our wants are not limited. And I think, you know, we have to make some very tough resource decisions and allocation decisions in education in the last few years especially. But I think that's always been the case. So we are looking at very limited resources, and we're thrilled that the semester is required. We would love to see a year because I think there's a lot more you can do with a year. How about you? Do you see any change going forward?
You've probably been reading the threads from the listserv on AP Economics on who should teach economics. First off, should it be social studies teachers or business teachers? And we're getting various views from teachers around the country on who should actually teach economics. But what I do know is government used to be or still is a year-long course. And yet when you look at government, it's only 21% of our economy, but it's all over the news. You always hear about what the government or foreign governments are doing. Yet what they really don't talk a lot about is that private sector,
right.
That private sector of the consumers and the businesses that you were hitting upon earlier. And, you know, when you're looking at 86 to 87% of our economy, somewhere in that neighborhood, in the 80% range, is the private sector, and yet it only gets a semester. Maybe one of the pushes can be that it is the private sector that drives this economy, and maybe in future years as I retire, maybe you and I could get together and start pushing it for a year-long course rather than just a semester course.
I would be in favor of that. You know, I once had a student who said, "You should only study economics if you ever plan to have a job or spend money." And, you know, when you think about it that way, it is critically important. We're pleased to see that it's going to be part of TUSD's curriculum going forward at the high school level. We're going to try to do everything we can to support teachers, and certainly with help from the Thomas R. Brown Foundation, but also, you know, to any extent that Stephen or myself can help a teacher. I've now started to give back, and I mentor teachers one-on-one and try to give them some help as they struggle through their first years. So we're thrilled to see the change. We'd like to have a longer requirement for economics, but we stand ready to help teachers in whatever way we can.
Barb, I'm sure you feel like, as I do in this, and when I taught at University High, the number of students who left our classes who have gone on to college to major in economics, and then to hear their stories on what they've become.
That, of course, is what we would call dividends. Yeah, those are the dividends that teachers are paid over the years. And even more profoundly, even the students who didn't major in economics typically come back, and I know they do with you as well, Stephen, tell us that in some way economics really changed their outlook of the world, and it changes the way they look at things. And that's just the sort of thing that gets a teacher up the next day and gets you back into the classroom to repeat. Thank you.